Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
America, welcome one and all. Well, my friends, we meet again. I am your Generation X host. As you know, I am a survivor of the great Twitter purge of 2021. And this is Epic Episode 179 tonight with a theme, as I tell you each week, we are a world at war. The start date of November the 2nd already. 2023, we're rolling right into the fall. Hope everyone had a great Halloween. I know I did, and many of you did. I've heard the good stories, the great parties, all the good stuff that's been out there. Can you believe it's already fall? Wow. That summer flew by. Our hot summer here in the Phoenix, Scottsdale area, southwest. Unbelievable. Well, we're getting nice cool weather now. Mornings are nice and crisp. We're wearing a jacket over my polo as I march into the headquarters. And it's amazing. It's just it's when Arizona blooms. We're getting a million people that are coming out here on the demographic side in the next 3 to 7 or 8 to 10 years, if not sooner. They'll be populating all the Rocky Mountain states from Idaho to Utah to Arizona. But right now, we're also getting the snowbirds. We've seen a lot of plates from Wisconsin, Minnesota, Washington State. They're already migrating down, getting nestled in, ready for a big winter up there in a absolutely drop-dead, gorgeous winter down here. When every day is just stellar, fantastic. Well, you've reached the right place tonight. This show, as I've always said, is not for everyone. It's a great show. It's a variety show. But if you find that our tone or our inflection of politics is just too rough for your delicate ears, I get it. I understand. So that's why God invented the dial. Turn the dial. It's okay. We were never looking to be the biggest show on the radio, but we are looking to be the best, most insightful, most intriguing, the most fascinating show on the radio today. And talk radio is very special to me because unlike other shows, unlike the Biden clown show going on in D.C., I strongly believe that you have a supreme right to express yourself. I always say this is the last show, the last man standing in America, where a guy can call up the Von Wiehunt Show, speak his piece, whatever it is, right, left, or indifferent. And we will not yank you off the air. I'm a strong believer in free speech. And any impediment to it, frankly, pisses me off. This country was founded on free speech, freedom of expression. Say what you want. Say what you mean and mean what you say, damn it. right? Well, we're not going to yank you off the air or censor you or say you shouldn't say that or this about that country or this policy, whatever it is. You have a right to express yourself. Other shows that don't give you the same right, in my view, are borderline communist shows who are trying to create their own content, censor you at the same time. Just not the way this country was founded. And to me, it's very un-American in more ways than one. Well, every Thursday night is a big show. Now, tonight we'll have a lot of callers. I can already feel it. And before the show, you know, I will chill a little bit once in a while. After a long day of work, I've got to rest my mind a little bit. Now, some nights I'm working to the minute we go live, and I'm wired. Tonight, I've absorbed a lot of stuff in the world and just everything, and my brain needs to just take a power nap. And I can lay down for 15 minutes, snap out of it, military style, and be ready to go. That's how my body functions. Thank God. But I feel great. You should know your host is happy and healthy. And this is our church session each week. So I again tell you, welcome to church. We're so glad everyone's here tonight. Put your crash helmet on. Strap yourselves in for a wild ride. Sanctum Sanctorum. The Von Weon Show. Got a lot of those lightning bolts. Well, Marcus Aurelius, the great Roman general, emperor, orator, statesman, had this to say. It's the truth I'm after, he said. And the truth never harmed anyone. What harms us is to persist in self-deceit and ignorance. Wow. If I ran the government, that would be on the halls of Congress, emblazoned, chiseled in the granite. It's the truth we're after, and the truth never harmed anyone. Love that. Self-deceit, he mentions, ignorance. Been watching the world, as all of you have, I know. Been watching this going on. Our fleet in the Mediterranean, so then they're like sitting ducks ready to be hit by a Russian hypersonic missile. Troops being loaded up, sent to fight in Israel or the Middle East. Another satanic blood ritual sacrifice ready for the making. More Goyim blood and treasure for mighty Israel. Oh, yes. We will name the names, and we will speak out. Now, tonight, a very ominous sign. We have VIP jets that have been reported airborne from Washington, D.C. to Cheyenne Mountain in the bunkers and the underground dumps. Reports say that the government or parts of it are going underground. Now, I'm not exactly sure what to make of all of this, but it was posted in several columns in a U.S. Veterans Forum. There's a guy on the internet that is talking about it, showing the aircraft leaving with the call signs. Looks legit. Cheyenne Mountain is NORAD in Colorado. And they're going into their government bunkers tonight, probably over the weekend, to many threats against America. I told you before, they want to blindside you. They don't want to tell you what's really going on. They want you to continue to work, drive around town aimlessly in your trucks, eat a slice of pizza, see your family, go to work, pay those taxes, eat your hamburgers, your milkshakes. Well, there are real credible threats to America, our people. Now, this past week or so, bombs, actual bombs, were found on immigrants, so-called migrants, coming across the border with Mexico. That was not reported to you, was it? The bombs were found. I told you they're military-age men been put in position. And they're out scattered all over America by the tens of thousands. Now, we're in the know. We know what's going on. Most of the country is asleep, and they want to stay asleep. And like Marcus Aurelius said, they want to stay ignorant, because in America especially, we're the Babylonian whore, right? Ignorance is bliss to many people. But I would say this. If we are summoned to battle, we will kill them all. America will be their mass grave. We will see to that. We're not messing around with these people. The real terrorists being sent in here from the Middle East, from Asia, China. The enemies of our people say that they want to wage war over and over again on our lands, that they will, quote unquote, launch attacks, etc., on America. And I say, so be it. Let it be done if it must. But I will warn them this. Once it starts, it will not end on their timetable, but on ours. So if you want to come in here, you better think twice. And then they say, well, there's all these Nazis in America. Yeah, there probably are. So Sig Heil, motherfuckers, get ready to rock and roll, lock and load. The American patriots are behind every rock and every blade of grass. Now, we don't take orders or advice from the likes of the UN, the WEF, or even Biden, for that matter. And they know it. You know, it's just amazing all the threats daily coming out of Russia, China, Middle East. Crap, brute nations in the third world. Now, my listeners, I told them to not go to January 6th event in Washington, D.C. My listeners, my friends, were not there. I knew it was a trap, and it was. It's a big Fed sting operation. And those people are still in jail years later. I told you then they would lock them up, the trumped-up charges, pun intended, trumped up charges and throw in Q. Now, we don't waste our time berserking, running around D.C., unless we get the entire country. Catch my drift. In other words, I say if you fight, you commit your forces. But I would not commit my forces to anything less than total victory. That's just how I operate, how I roll. I would never go into battle, as America does, half-assed. I know my father and uncles were in the military, and they'll tell you that many times they were deployed half-assed. That's how America does things. They throw people in battle, and then they sit back, and they expect miracles from 18-year-old guys who they just drafted. Wonderful. I'm being sarcastic. Never works out that way. If I come in my forces in battle, we are going for their damn throats. And the battle does not end till we get it all. With the enemy's heads cut off, put on pikes to warn other brute nations. And they will never forget that. And you'll teach them a lesson they will never forget. And that's the way America needs to roll forward. We've been so blessed with two large oceans, mountain ranges, thousands of miles away from most of the crap in the world. But we're not immune. Not anymore. Well, we have communists right here in our own country. Their first step is to erase your history, take down your heroes, your historical statues, and anything which they deem as your forbidden history. Mr. and Mrs. America, it must be forgotten, expunged, excoriated, not taught in the schools, and thrown into the winds of time. That is what they want. This past week, I can prove it to you. The Confederate monument of Robert E. Lee was melted to create what they say new, more inclusive public art. That's just nothing but communists in action. In your face, America. Well, we've got one hell of a show for all of you tonight. We won't forget our ancestors, people who really built this nation. And this song is for them. love that. We are German Steel, and you are my dramatic wolves out there across America. And tonight we invoke the Roman general and emperor, Marcus Aurelius, who controls the past, controls the future. And that's why they melted down the Robert E. Lee statue. Who controls the present also controls the past. And the Marxists in America, the Maoists, communists, are into control. They want to control what you learn, what your kids learn, what you think about. And they don't want shows like this ever on the air again. But be strengthened in the Lord and in the might of his supreme power. The King of Kings will crush them all. Yes, he will. We'll be there to help them. I told God a long time ago, I'm your soldier. You tell me where to go, which hill to take, and I will effing do it. You let me know. He does. The man upstairs does. Well, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has issued orders to many of our troops. Be ready to deploy orders should Israel need them. God. Well, we're going down the same path that we have before. I'm an America first guy, not Israel first. They can fight their own wars. I will sell you a bridge to nowhere, they say. And they say, trust the plan. Americans are stressed out, beaten down financially. Remember that Chinese spy balloon a few years ago or over a year ago? Whatever happened about that? Just got all quiet. All the intel they gleaned off America. And by the way, why isn't there a plaque in Las Vegas about the Mandalay Bay shooting and all the people who died there? Las Vegas is real hush-hush about that, aren't they? I have friends who call it the Mandalay Bay, and they won't talk about it. This show is called the Mandalay Bay. And they're zip, not saying a word. What really happened there? But we all know, we've all heard of the retired Marine Corps Major General Smedley Butler, who famously said that all wars are a racket and always have been. He's right. They are a racket. In the past, this country was in the racket's business. It is a far better place to be than fighting for Israel or NATO, in my book. If you're going to fight a war, get something out of it. Oil, gas, guns, gold, land, territory. Used to be you'd go to war, people died, it sucked, but your country, your nationhood grew exponentially. And the war dead were honored. They put up statues to them. They were heroes, the people. Now we have none of that. Now you're just given some telegram or some order by the Pentagon to suit up and boot up, boys. Time for a Mideast war again. We need you. We need that blood. We need you to go and fight for the Greater Israel Project 2.0. We're some damn ally over there that doesn't give a crap about America. I told you before, America has no real friends. All they want is our blood and our treasure. That's it. We had no blood to give them or any money or any fiat currency. See how fast they take off from us and leave us in the dust. And by the way, if America's ever in a pinch or if our backs are ever up against the wall, you think any country out there is going to come help us out? Are you kidding me? They will sit back, eat their popcorn, and just laugh at us. We are idiots to be helping out the entire world. Screw the world. I told you that. The world is effed up. And the less we're a part of it, the better. Decouple ourselves a little bit, at least, from the world. I would get out of the UN. I would tell them to vacate New York in 1 year. You're gone. You're out. You're done. All you do is start wars. And you poke your nose in our business too much. I tell the world, good luck, kid. Good luck, buddy. Fight all those wars. We'll fund now. We'll fund both sides. We'll make the money. We'll get the wealth. Let you kill each other. We don't care. I want America to be top-notch, full of wealth, at peace, safety, and security, where our people excel, do well, and do great things. All the cowheads, all the mongrels across the world can just go kill each other. In fact, the more they do that, the less problem we're going to have, to be candid about it. It's true. Why do we care of people that don't like us? Makes no sense to me. Never did. Well, we're in Western civilization, right? Or so they say. In a weird way, I said this more than a few times, and I'll say it again, that you can argue what you want about the minutiae of certain policies, things to do, but Western civilization needs to remind itself of the true struggles and that the evil in the world is out there. It's not going away. Millennials and Zoomers have never experienced war for the most part. And most Americans have never experienced any war at all. And no Americans have experienced war unless you're in an urban ghetto or a war setting like Chicago or New York or L.A. But harsh times and inhumane cruelty is a part of war. This show's about war and peace. A lot of the people talk tough, but you know, they talk about punching Nazis and killing their enemies and crap like that. But deep down, they're cowards. They would never win in battle. They try to be the aggressor, but they would be the first to be lined up against the wall, shot. You must accept the fact that savagery or barbarian type behavior, as I am the Germanic barbarian, is the true nature of the world and always has been. And you have to deal with that. You have to deal with it. I will repeat that the true nature of the world is savagery. Good is forever pitted against evil in this planet Earth that we call home. And the sooner you get that, the better. Because what happened over the last 70 years or so, in my view, was it's sort of like a interruption in the, you know, the time-space continuum, right, of the cosmos. What astrophysicists talk about. We had this thing after World War II. We had a few, some big wars, Korea and Vietnam. But especially the last, I'd say, 50 years, ever since Vietnam especially, we as Americans have more or less protected ourselves from the butchery and the savagery that still continues all over the world today. The West managed to build a civilization that was, well, you know, for the first time in history, since perhaps the Pax Romana era, and you can look that up, generally, we were, you know, internally peaceful. You could buy a house. We weren't afraid of IDF or, you know, bombs going off or foreign nations coming over here. We didn't have... we had some terrorism, but nothing like the rest of the world. And we had a relatively stable government, though we laugh at it. It's not perfect by far, but it's our so-called republic that's on life support, and they call it now a democracy. It should be. It was really designed after the Roman republics. And then the West you know, from Europe to America to Canada, convinced itself that this was normal behavior, that, you know, making money and being peaceful and not having to worry about any politics from many Americans for many decades was normal. You could put your head in the sand and you could freak out, do your own thing, whatever. And that was considered normal, right? But I'm here to tell you that that was not normal. It was an aberration, an anomaly, if you will. It was a glorious one, but an anomaly nonetheless. The world is not and never has been a peaceful place. It never was, never will be. We will keep on seeing for the rest of our lives terrible, horrible photographs. Children being killed, and pets, and women, and children, and men, and brave soldiers, etc. Despite the best efforts of the arrogant Democrat left, human nature has not changed. They're trying to gender bend people. They're trying to change you, change the way you view reality, hoping it's going to change the overall reality. And I've always told people, I am Mr. Reality. I'm not here to, you know, tell you what you want to hear. I'm here to tell you the truth. If I were to tell you what you wanted to hear, I'd be in Washington, D.C. I would be a politician. You know, where they go, everyone's rich. There's a chicken in every pot. Everything's just wonderful. So don't worry. Just keep sending in those tax dollars, right? Human nature is vicious and cruel. We are still dealing with today in all its forms. We got all these people saying, you know, give peace a chance. It's a giant fraud. Hate to say it, I would love to tell you that we live in a beautiful, peaceful, serene environment full of nice people who will help you. There's many people like that. But I've always told you, you leave our shores. They're all over the world, but and we're bad enough over here. But the world's full of savages, and they don't give a rat's ass about your Christianity or turning the other cheek, or whatever is going through your mind. They don't care. Savagery distinguishes them, and they're proud of it. They beat their chest like monkeys, right? We need to find the moral and military strength at some point to defeat them all, in my book. And we better start focusing on this country and what we need here. To be blunt, Americans and real patriots, and they're doing it now, they're training, they need to learn how to fight and how to kill the enemy, to be blunt. We must learn again to destroy the people in our midst who want to destroy us. We must learn again to be ruthless in defeating our enemies. Now, you won't hear this anywhere else. They'll tell you to, oh, if we just get along and hold hands and sing kumbaya, everything will be great. Sit around the campfire and we'll exchange stories and talk about our lives, right? Well, it's a big lie. I'll just come out and say it. It's a big lie that Western civilization tells itself is that there are no real enemies out there. They'll always say that America, that there's no, we have no enemies. There are no bad people in the world, except the people that live in the West themselves, who they will always tell you bears some sort of original sin for not, well, for not being corrupt and like other inept third world brute nations. That's what they tell you. The West needs to reignite, in my view, the burning flame of their Viking and Germanic ancestors. For the wars of the future against our people must not only be fought, they must be won, pure, plain, and simple. Well, you came to the right place tonight. We're so glad all of you are here.
Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
America first, you damn
the
right.
The Von Wiehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wiehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wiehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wiehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
Oh, yes. Well, the Von Wiehunt Show is the arch enemy of red communist China and all Marxist regimes everywhere in the world today. I want to also thank our contestants last week for playing our rapid fire segment. We had the Irish pirate, Lincoln from the heartland and flyover country, and even American Scotch were all proud contestants. We thank you all for playing the rapid fire segment from last week. And the news about the troop movements, the things that are going on, NORAD, Cheyenne Mountain, our so-called leaders taking VIP flights to NORAD, they're getting ready, they're putting things in play, and we on top of the ground are going to have to deal with any aftermath. God forbid, if anything goes off in the world, can you imagine the calamity anywhere in the world? People are on a hair trigger right now. And if anything were to go down, well, it'd be amazing. We're glad you're here tonight. We have a big show for you. I hope you enjoy it. I know you will. Call in after the monologue at 563-999-3437. I am the Bull God.
I'm free, and I feel
Kid Rock, I am the bull god. Yes, he is. And by the way, this show is political theater of the mind. I have to say that for many, many reasons. This is a law-abiding show. People have very fervent beliefs, as I do. And we're a free speech forum, the last one in America. And we never incite or tell anyone to go out in the real world and do real things. We're not against any group or any, you know, little sect of or slice of Americana. We hate them all. Just kidding. So we're not against any one group. We treat them all equally horrible on this show. And now it goes for the third world. We hate them all those brute nations. And we will poke fun of them. We will ridicule them. We will have our way on the radio airways, if you know what I mean. So we have to put that out there in radio land that we don't want anybody to do anything crazy and then blame this show, God forbid. Stay cool out there. All I ever ask you to do is, as your commander-in-chief of the radio airwaves, is to prepare for what's coming. Yes, by arms and ammo. I have them right now in my studio. Battle flags, shields, medieval coats of armor, for God's sakes. How's that for a Kevlar vest? I'm just saying, be cool out there, guys. Don't do anything crazy. Because, one, we need you. I don't want to see you get shot or get arrested. Stay cool, man. Remember, cooler heads always prevail. It's the hotheads that land in jail, have multiple legal problems, and all we're trying to do is get ready for Armageddon on this show. Or the zombie apocalypse, whatever comes first. God knows what they've got in store for us. But if you're prepared, there will come a day when we will all be asked maybe to take that hill. And like as I've told you before, if that day ever comes, I'll be right there with you. I'd have it no other way. I'm not going to be in some cushy studio. I'm a man of action. I want to be in the thick of it, if you know what I mean. I know you do. All right, let's get right to, I think we have Catwoman from Canada, who got the gladiator on hold, American Scotch, the gunslinger. Let's go first to Catwoman. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Vaughn. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Good to hear your voice, Catwoman. What's going on in mighty Canada with Trudeau and the rest?
Well, you know, it's the same old thing. There's not much new here. We're on track to get, some 400,000 Afghanis.
Oh, my God.
It's great. We're actually not getting nearly as flooded as you guys. I saw some reports that during the Biden administration, you've had more people come into your country than the population of 39 states.
Yep, very true. They're letting them in by the bushel, and it's just more for us to deport later by the bayonet. Just more for us to deport later by force of arms. If this country ever implodes, you know.
That's not even including all the legal ones that came under Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows how much. I said that's not even
including
the legal ones.
Oh, yeah, he's also guilty.
Yeah.
I charge him as well. Because Trump said, we want the most people ever to come to America, but it's going to be huge, and I want them all to come over legally. And I'm going, this word legally or legal, most Republicans go nuts over that. They just love that word. It's legal, so it must be great. It must be wonderful. It's per the Bill of Rights of the U.S. Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the same amount. It's even more people that come over. See, Trump gave him a fast pass legally. Biden took out the legal part and just said, screw that. Just come over the border. You're our mongrel, militant, third world army. Have at it. Yeah. Bottom line.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, that kind of brings to mind something that I came across. I know you'll like it. Do you want to hear it?
I do.
I'm sure your listeners want to hear it too.
I'm all ears.
Yeah. Vaughn comes on the 8 o'clock news. Some white boy's been shot. Some white girl's been abused. Some Jew blew up a building. Some nigger stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't do nothing. Lincoln told us back in the day, folks, Nog had to answer for the wicked he'd done. Because justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up, white men. You gotta draw a hard line. When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing our victory tune. And we'll all be safe in our ethno-state. We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing secure existence for our folk and a future for white children. Oh, that's
God,
it.
I love it. Love it. Nice little jingle there you wrote. That's a cool tune.
No, I would never dare infringe copyright laws. Mr. Bond got 10 years for that. So I wouldn't – I don't even know. Would Mr. Toby Keith approve, or do you think?
Yeah, don't really know. Don't know. Amazing. Wow. Interesting. That's, you know, but no, that's – look. On my show, you can come on and sing a little jingle. Love it. Yeah. You know, you have a right to express yourself, damn it. They're trying to take that away from us for basic rights, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
God. Yes, they are. Well, that's
what else is on your mind?
I like the notion of freedom of speech, but what that actually does is, you know, it allows trannies and fags into our schools to speak freely about their sexuality to young children. So I don't think
free speech doesn't mean that necessarily, because there has to be some common sense protocols in place for children, minors, things like that. Free speech means that as adults, again, the key word is adults should be able to speak their mind. Now, you can't go into a theater and yell fire. That's against the law. You can't go into a mall and or say an airport and say, there's a bomb on the plane. They'll arrest you for that. They'll actually stop the plane, land at the nearest airport, and your friendly FBI agents will be there to arrest you and call you away. So, there's protocols in place. When I mean free speech, I mean adults. You know, so yeah, if there's a trainee in the street and say a straight person, they have a right to argue. You know, they have a right to go on a TV show and argue or a radio show. But no, I never believe minors or children should be around any of that. And that's where I would draw the line. Anything with a minor, though, they're going to hear about it anyway. It should not be foisted upon them at all. They should be way more protected than they are now, because right now they're feeding our kids to the wolves, you know? It's terrible.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jesus said that it would be better for a millstone to be thrown around his neck and to be thrown into the middle of the sea than to lead one of these little ones astray. And that's exactly what
they're
doing.
That's right. And that's the man upstairs, and I totally agree with him. I think these people are going to have a rude awakening when they die. I think the fun and games they've been involved in when they pass away and when they really are in front of God, I think he's going to have a real dim view of a lot of people, a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they're going to go to a nice place. I don't believe the theory. It's kind of a new age theory that we all go to the same place. Everyone arrives just at different stages of development is what they'll say.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds good. Makes everyone who's a pedophile or an axe murderer, makes them feel really good and kind of cozy when they go to bed at night. Oh, we're all going to the same place. Great. I can go kill more people or harm more people, assault more people. No, it doesn't work that way at all. That's all hocus-pocus BS, you know, from the liberal left wing. And I've always said they want to make the extreme mainstream. They want to outlaw good behavior, and they want to elevate the bad behavior. And they call that progress. Because they go, we are progressives, see. They'll say, we are progressing society in an evil fashion. They are. Well, I go, yeah, you are, in a way. You're progressing us to the abyss, to the social apocalypse, you know.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean by free speech.
The thing about that is they, as things are demoralizing, what they're doing is they're actually driving young people into our direction.
They are. I agree.
We are the only ones that truly care about their future, and we are the only
ones
that will show them kindness. They know that these people don't care about them. And young people, teenagers especially, they're countercultural. So if this is what the culture is, I've seen it with my own eyes. I'm seeing younger people getting more into things that they're going in the opposite direction. They are rebellious. So what does rebellion mm-hmm. nowadays look like? It looks a lot different than it did 60 years ago. And the number of younger people that are, they see what's going on around them, and they're getting sick of it. So you and I might not see significant changes in our lifetime. I'm really counting on the next generation. That's when things will really mm-hmm. start to turn. But that's just my opinion. I hope it happens a lot sooner. I would rather it fall on me than on them. But
I feel the same way. Yeah. I don't want to shove anything off to the next generation if we can avoid it. I say, if things go down, so be it. Because it's in the monologue, so be it. I always said also, God gives you nothing that you can't handle. And we're a lot stronger, our generation, than the youngins. They're not. They don't have the mental fortitude, the stamina, the endurance, the mindset, or just the pure drive to do anything. They don't. And that's what the social engineers wanted. They wanted a docile, young, liberal, Democrat, pseudo-Marxist group of young kids that they could gender bend literally and cut up their bodies, mutilate their bodies, at first with tattoos. They're all tattooed up. If you look around, they're tattooed from head to toe. First, learn to mutilate your body with tattoo parlors, which they made very hip and trendy. And then they moved to the sexual organs. Now we're going to mutilate that. And then we're going to call a boy a girl and a girl a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to teach them, here's 1,000 genders, and they're growing daily, exponentially. They teach them the satanic, demonic philosophy. And those people are not our saviors. I will say there is a core, like you're saying, of the younger European white people who are very hardcore, who are very intelligent. But their problem is there's not enough of them. We need more. We need more babies.
Yes,
we need
exactly.
a lot more people that are indoctrinated to the white European ways before they get into society. And but we have just a mishmash, a hodgepodge of people in Canada, in America, in Europe that are like that. You know, if they're below, it used to be when I was a kid, I remember my forebears or folks saying, anybody over 30, we don't trust them, right? Now I say anybody below 30, we don't trust it. Because it's almost done a 180, right? So that's where we're at. And I've always said, Kat, I think that we're going to see amazing things in our lifetime, in our lifetime. Things are going to go down, and they're about to go down.
Yeah.
And I think it's not going to take 50 years. 40 years, 30 years. No, it's
yeah.
1 year
well,
away,
yeah.
five or 10 years away at the most. It's coming.
In small ways, amazing things already are happening because white people are coming to realize what's happening in their own countries that their forefathers built, and they are coming together. I mean, our time, the time that we're living in right now, if you compare the rates of, you know, salaries, mortgages, things like that, if you would compare it to today and the Great Depression, the time that we're in right now, it might not look like it, but we're actually in a more difficult position. But I'm seeing people come together, communities helping each other, small businesses thriving because people have come to realize that supporting small business is better than these big box stores, you know? And so it is starting, and in small ways, these things are actually amazing. These are things that we've never done before since the Great Depression.
That's right. And see, I love that. I told everyone for years we need strong associations, strong local friends. Join your local militia. Join your local group of friends that are in your heritage, your culture. And don't buy into the Hollywood madness. Don't get me wrong. I go to watch a movie. I'll enjoy it, and I leave it on the shelf, and I'll do different things. But I don't, you know, take that movie and go, oh, I've got to emulate this actor. I've got to do this. But for a young person, see, we have great filters in our mind. We can filter things through. They can't. They weren't taught any of that. And the drugs they've taken have destroyed their filters. They don't know. They can't mentally discern anything. You know, it's called discernment, critical thinking, reading comprehension yeah. skills, thinking about. They don't think. They just do. You know?
Oh, that's true. I mean, because we have a lot more information available to us than our parents and grandparents did.
We do.
It's
yeah.
out there. It's all over Gab. It's all over Telegram. You can find things on BitChute. It's there. People
that's
just
right.
need to have the drive to find it.
Right. Right. And a lot of people need to be taught and coached, and there's room for everybody, right? There's always a portal or a website. You know, the internet's a new invention. I mean, my parents never had the internet or cell phones. Yet those people, my God, they were the Rock of Gibraltar. They built this country. They really did. And they carried us through many, many wars, inflation, you know, trouble in the Middle East. It's been going on for decades. But we've got some big fights ahead of us. And as I said before, I think many shoes are going to drop. Get prepared, folks. Catwoman, what are your final thoughts to Canada and America tonight? Floor is yours.
I would say just find your tribe. You know, when
that.
Push comes to shove, people stick to their own kind. I mean, you notice that.
Sure. I would.
That everyone sticks
damn
to
right.
their own kind. I mean, niggers will fight amongst themselves and act like a bunch of jungle animals, but then when one of theirs gets, quote-unquote, unjustly killed, then they sure team up and start
that's right.
burning things and looting things.
On a dime. On
we're the
dime.
Only ones that don't. We're the only ones that are afraid to. We are the only ones that are not allowed to.
Well, they beat
so
it out of you. They
yep,
beat it out
and
of
we
you.
We can be your neighbor. We can be the lady at the grocery store. We can be in your own family, and you don't even know it. But
that's right.
Talking to people and having these conversations and finding people you trust, because it is dangerous, but we definitely need to train ourselves, right? Our grandparents made it through the Great Depression because they knew how to do stuff. So we need to figure out how to do stuff together.
I agree. Yes, we can. Catwoman, thanks so much. Great call. Great call.
Yeah. Thanks
appreciate
for having
you.
Me, Bonnie.
You
thanks
got
for
it.
Up
anytime.
My
I like it. I like it. Catwoman from Canada. Great call. Thanks so much. He's right. Folks, find your tribe. Find your Aryan tribe and hook up and link up. Do it now. Don't delay. Do it today, right? Like all the ads say. Let's get to the Gladiator in Las Vegas, the Las Vegas Strip, with the report. Hey, man, how's it going?
Good, man.
Now I feel alive. I'm on the radio. I'm the most alive when I'm on the radio. We talked to the host. I said, Paul, I'm in my studio trance. I will talk to you on the show. Oh, man, good to hear from you. And you got news from Vegas and everything else is going on up there. So I'm all ears, man.
Well, yeah, I've been kind of in neutral and I've been watching a lot of news daily because after moving here, I mean, I haven't gone back to work yet. Probably do that in about 30 days. But I read the news and I hear these news channels and I flip through all of them, I just got to laugh. So Senator Chuck Schumer, when you think about, he's the Senate Majority Leader. He is the highest positioned Jew in America, correct?
Right. Yeah, he is.
Right. Okay.
He even calls himself, I'm the big Jew. That's what during the big riot, he goes, they were looking for the big Jew. That's me.
Yeah.
His words.
Here's what the big Jew said today. If the House of Representatives passes $14.5 billion for Israel to fund the war against Hamas, I'm going to make sure the Senate kills the bill. So here's the big Jew, the Jew leader of America doesn't want Israel to get their own money to fight the terrorists because it's not attached to $68 billion for the Ukraine Christians.
That's right.
Like he gives a shit. He's warmongering. All these warmongers are doing, they just want to take our tax money. And tax money that doesn't even exist yet because we're $30 trillion plus in debt and just give it away to everybody. Like, wait a minute. So the House of Representatives is willing to help your people, Schumer, your Jew people in Israel. And, you know, most Americans, I don't know about everybody else, but I'm saying let Israel fight their own war. They don't need our freaking money. They own the money sources around the world anyways. That's why Hitler took them to Germany, because Hitler didn't want to sell out to the Jew bankers, so he sent the Jew bankers over to London, and they own the London pound.
And then
the Rothschilds and all the others built the Fed Reserve here, and basically we've been paying the Jews for 100 years plus, right? So
they already had their reparations and interest.
Then you have to give the rich Israel Jews $14.5 billion in the first place, but then the big Jew wants to cancel the deal. Like, that's how fucked up this country is right now. Like, are you kidding?
Let me tell you, I have good Jew radar in the sense that I can decipher what Schumer's doing. Schumer's saying, and Paul, you're spot on. Schumer's saying, I don't want to kill Jews in Israel. I want to kill white Christian people in Ukraine. So I want money for Ukraine to kill more whiteies over there. Plus, in Ukraine, we have a back door to get kickbacks. We wouldn't have that so much in Israel, because if I fund those Jews, they're going to hoard all the cash for themselves, and they aren't going to give me any in D.C., so from his jaded point of view, he goes, well, let's do the calculus here. I get money from Ukraine and little Jew bastard Zelensky, and I get to kill more white people that are against me. So that's a win-win for him. And that's how they think.
Yeah.
That's how they think.
And as I'm reading this news and listening to the news, and all these commentaries, I'm just like, wait a minute. You know, Iran-Iraq had a 2,000-year war, Muslims killing Muslims, great, super, awesome, keep doing it. And then everybody's been killing the Jews over there from all the pharaohs in Egypt, Iraq, Iran, you know, Jordanian, you name it, they all, Saudi Arabia, they've all been killing Jews there for 2,000 years as well. So why can't we just let the Muslims and the Jews keep killing each other? What? I mean,
that's
we don't
right.
have to fund that. They'll do it with rocks and sticks. They've been doing it like that for you know, millenniums. What do we got to give them $14 billion for? They don't need our money. Let them just keep
that's
killing
right.
each other. The less
right.
Muslims and the less Jews over there in the Middle East, that means just more land for everybody else who wants it later. Like, who cares?
That's right. I've always said, yeah. Look, let them kill each other. The less Muslims and the less terrorists, the less Jewish people over there. I hate to say it, but it's true. I think the world would be a lot safer if we had a lot of those people just go at it. You've been fighting for 2,000 years. America's not going to stop you. Just kill each other off, and maybe the area will for once be at peace. But
right.
they have to do a big kill-off, a big die-off first. Hate to say it, but it's true.
Yeah.
That's why I said in the monologue, the world's savage. Always has been a savagery. People say, well, we have a digital economy now. We're high-tech. We're beyond that. No, we're not. We're not beyond that. It's still
obviously.
Part of our world. Just turn on the frickin'
yeah.
news. They
Look,
they cut off people's heads and arms every day.
Yeah, cut babies' yeah. heads off, right? Freak.
Yeah.
But and then Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin get together today, and you know what they're talking about behind closed doors. Okay, so how many Ukrainians do we have to kill left so we can go in and start killing people in Taiwan? So, like, if you kill another million Ukrainians, then we can go in and kill 3 million Taiwanians because we already built our naval shipyard. We already made that island right down the shoreline from Taiwan. But you got to win Ukraine. If you don't win Ukraine, I can't go win Taiwan. Like, come on, buddy. Well, you know, why are you screwing this up,
mm-hmm.
Vlad? You know, like, you know that conversation
mm-hmm.
happened behind closed doors.
Oh,
but,
you
Vlad,
know.
I'm not giving you any more Chinese weapons and Chinese money unless you literally crush Kiev. So just put all your forces in there, crush Kiev. When Kiev falls, I'll give you all the money, all the weapons to remilitarize. But then I'm going into Taiwan, and I'm taking that one. And by the way, you're going to come and help me. Like, you know that's the conversation. Why can't they? And these guys' egos are so big, I'm surprised they just don't have that conversation right in front of the cameras.
Right. We have a lively chat room tonight, folks, if you're on there. And, Paul, now, we mentioned this on my show about a month or so ago that actually Putin made a deal with Kim Jong-un and the Chinese Premier Xi, known as Winnie the Pooh in China, to bring over troops over the Siberian Passage to fight in Ukraine. So pretty soon they'll be showing up there fighting against Ukraine. They'll be fighting against the North Korean and Chinese communists as part of a
yeah.
deal. But you're
right.
I think Putin, I think China actually saw Putin and they actually gulped and went, you know, taking Taiwan might be our Ukraine. And it may not be as easy as we think just to go into Taiwan. You know, look, that isn't going to be a one-day or two-day invasion. That's what the Russian military thought Ukraine. This is hard to believe now. They thought it was going to be a 2 to 3 day military special operation. And I would easily tell them there's no effing way. You don't know the history of that area. They're Waffen-SS. For World War II, the kids there are taught to fight. They don't like Russians. They are fervent Ukrainians. And you're not going to win against those people in 2 days or even a week. But over 2 years, you know.
Well, you know, I think I said this on your show, that when I noticed Xi Jinping at the Winter Olympics, at the opening ceremony, he was sitting in the stands, right, with no one else around him, except sitting right next to him in February was Vladimir Putin, even though Russia was kicked out of, even though Russia was kicked out of the Olympics, and all the Russian athletes had to go underneath the Federation of Russian State. So when they were getting together, that's when I said, they're talking about Vladimir Putin going into freaking Ukraine before he did it, because he did it in March. And the Olympics were February, and Xi Jinping said probably this, let my country shine right now for the Olympics, and as soon as the Olympics are over, as soon as the final ceremonies are done, you can go into Ukraine anytime you want. And Vladimir Putin went in days later.
Yeah.
So you know that conversation happened while the two of them were sitting there all alone, the only two people in the whole freaking stadium, right? Because China was still on COVID lockdown last February. And days after that closing ceremony, in goes Russia. You can't tell me that conversation didn't happen between the two of them.
Oh, I know it happened. I believe it
you
did
know
happen.
It did.
I do.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
Like lock, stock, solid, right?
They're talking their war strategy. You want Taiwan, I want Ukraine. Here's a strategy, brother. Yeah.
Right.
Or so, comrade. Sure.
And then they're getting together today. Oh, so, and then you remember last week where, so California Governor Newsom went to China, sat with Xi Jinping, right, on his diplomatic, you know, whatever. And then I don't know if you saw the video. He was playing basketball with these little Chinese communist CCP kids. And they actually listed him as CCP children. Okay, the Chinese Communist Party children, playing basketball, and he does some stupid move, like tries to spin, and then he tackles this little Chinese boy. And I'm talking like these are like elementary school kids. Like,
yeah.
And then he starts smacking the kid on his ass while they're on the ground. He took him down to the ground, rolled him over, and started smacking the kid on his ass. Like, are you freaking kidding me, dude? Like, you can't run for president now. You know, you can't.
Yeah, so that's what he does in California. You know, find some, God knows what he's been doing in the governor's mansion, Gavin Newsom, with little Asian kids. Allegedly, of course, don't. We're just joking.
Wasn't he, because I know that, I know his, right, because he's the nephew of Pelosi, the aunt, Pelosi, Paul, and Nancy Pelosi were in the book of going down to the islands, you know, with the other billionaire Jew who apparently, quote unquote, supposedly hung himself in jail, but he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
They killed him. But Newsom went down on some of those trips with his wife to the islands with his aunt Pelosi, with what's his name? Who's, you know, who's that Jew billionaire banker who got murdered
Epstein.
In the New York jail. Huh?
Epstein. Jeff Epstein.
Epstein. So,
yeah.
Like, Newsom was down there
another
molesting
one.
Children. So, you know, it's like the whole thing, like, and then they brought out the video because of Newsom spanking the Chinese communist, you know, baby. Call him a baby. Is like a fourth grader.
So weird.
And then they showed the video.
Guy's so strange.
Of Paul Pelosi, they showed the video. I never saw this video before. He's standing inside of his house with just wearing a shirt, no pants, you know, no shorts, just a shirt. And he was having that fight with, I guess it was his young boyfriend who came to the house in San Francisco. And when they got into a fight, that's when the kid hit him. But they finally showed the video where they were talking inside of the house. Pelosi let him in the house, and they were actually getting into an argument, probably over some gay sex thing, and that's when the guy beat him, and the guy went in like to another room and got a weapon. He didn't like break into the house with the hammer. So like all these stories come out later, but you would think that they come to full fruition, but the fake news just never wants to correct themselves or correct the stories of these people. So, you know, the average American would never pay attention to that. you know,
right.
And they really think those stories are true. And that's how the corruption runs so deep in this country. It's almost like, you know, anybody with a brain, I think we just got to get together, get on a couple of flights, move to Switzerland, tell them, look,
yes,
we're bringing ourselves, we're bringing our guns.
I am all for that.
We're bringing ourselves,
damn right,
our guns, and our money. And we'll,
damn,
and we'll
right. Let the world kill each other. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
You know,
we'll
I'm tired of protecting
we'll
these mongrels.
And we'll all protect the border of Switzerland. Give us homes surrounding the border. And we'll protect the border. We'll get, there'll be no Mexicans. There'll be no Chinese.
No.
There'll be
none.
No Muslims. Nobody will turn Switzerland into Sweden, the rape capital of the world. Right? Because Sweden
yeah.
let all the Muslims in.
That's right.
And they're now having all those brown babies. So that'll be
yep.
a brown country. The whitest country on the planet Earth, Sweden, is going to be a brown country because all those raped women are having those brown babies from those brown Muslims. And probably...
That's right. That's what they wanted.
They probably let black
That's
Africans
what they
in there
wanted.
As well. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and now you've got those women. I mean, women are funny. And only if you're a woman can you... It's like, but women are funny. I've noticed this about them. You know, it's called Stockholm Syndrome, where they like their assault, the perpetrator. Like, so now some of them are marrying the rapist. They're marrying the guy from Somalia, Kenya, who raped them. Weird. But that's,
yeah.
you know, it's just weird. And,
that's
yeah, Sweden.
State.
That's a it's a Democratic country now for sure.
Yep.
It's just
Democrats,
you know, there needs to be a thorough cleaning of this world, and until a real leader arises, I say they're going to make our job easier if they just we keep funding them with arms, let them kill each other. We'll make the money. We'll buy our mansions in the Swiss Alps, and that border. I can use them for target practice. How about those apples? And would
right.
love to do it. I have no problem because to me, I know if we let them in, they're going to be attacking us and trying to break into my house at 3 o'clock in the morning too.
Yeah.
But I don't want that.
So what I notice nowadays, you know, nothing's in the millions anymore, right? It's all in the billions. So New York, Illinois, I don't think Georgia, I don't think Atlanta did it because I don't think they're a big hotbed for the illegal immigrants. But definitely the state of New York, city of New York, state of Illinois, city of Chicago. I believe Portland requested it. All these sanctuary cities, they requested $5 billion to be spread out to the cities because of all the immigration that came into their cities and turned it upside down. And you know what's going to happen now, right? So with all of these multinational immigrants in Chicago, New York, right, L.A., these cities, it's going to go back to the 80s, where it was the highest crime rates known to America. I was in New York City, in the 90s when Giuliani was mayor, and he turned that city around. That's when I was down on Wall Street.
I was living
on the West Side, living on Houston Street, and he flipped that city from the highest crime it ever saw to the lowest crime it ever reported, in modern times, right? Modern time reporting. So now with all those immigrants, right? You got like 100,000 of these illegal immigrants, and just awaiting.
Yeah.
You know, they're never going to go to their trial. It's
That's right.
Their court date. They're never going. They're going to integrate into New York City, integrate into turning Harlem back into a ghetto, turning New York City back into a full-on city ghetto. They're going to destroy it. The people that live in the high-rises, they're never coming down. They're ordering their groceries being delivered, right? And that's it. And they're paying for their car service to go down to their office and back. and the rest of the city is just going to kill each other. Chicago's, you know, that way now. It's going to get worse. And all of America is going to be so bad in about three, four, five years. These cities,
mm-hmm.
and watch your murder rate, your drug rate, your overdose rate, your rape rate, they're going to skyrocket. They're already at highs. They are going to be at higher highs and higher highs, and they are not going to come down. It's going to get so bad. It'll turn into, like, you remember Snake Pilskin, Escape New York?
Yeah.
That, it's going to be like that.
I own the movie.
Escape Chicago.
Kurt Russell, great movie.
Escape New York. It's going to be that way everywhere.
The escape series. It will be.
Yep. It'll be a mass exodus out of the cities. And that's where you'll see real estate go up again into the suburbs, because everybody's going to want to get out of the cities. They're going to sell their condos at losses. They're going to sell their businesses. They're going to take any money they can get and get out of Dodge and go into the suburbs. And that will, you know, in about 5 years, the real estate market will turn in the suburbs again and start going up. The city real estate will drop like a rock in water. It'll just fall.
Yep.
Yep.
It will. We got it all planned out. Yep.
That's a little prognostication of what I'm seeing in the news so much now, just because, you know, I've been sitting in front of the TV watching it as I rest from my move here into Vegas. So it's going to happen, everybody. Good luck with it.
Right.
And there's a the last thing is there's a poll that just came out today. I think it's bullshit. Mm-hmm. But I think they're just trying to convince America of this. They say that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., right, because he came out as, you know, mm-hmm. an independent, he's a left-wing liberal. Don't let him fool you with his independent status. He just wants to get on the presidential vote in the 50 states. But some stupid poll, probably run by a Jew, gives him 22% of the polling versus Biden and Trump. I mean,
no way.
There's no way. He just
That's laughable. No
RFK
way.
Jr., listen, RFK Jr. at 22% in three-way race with Biden and Trump, today's poll. And I'm like, wait a minute. The economy's in the shitter. If RFK Jr. is at 22%, then is Biden at like 18% and then Trump's at 60%? Because it's all about the economy at this point. And the economy's in the dump shitter. I mean, it's the worst it's ever been.
It is. That's right.
You know,
that's right. It 18, is.
18% inflation, and the stupid freaking Democrats, who half of them are supporting Palestine and Hamas and Hezbollah, and half are supporting Israel, they're fighting. They're infighting. But they're all together saying, oh, no, inflation's only like 4%. Bullshit.
Yes.
You know,
right.
Bacon's up 500%. Eggs are up 800%. Meat is up 200%. You can't have 4% inflation with $4.50 to $5 gasoline. You can't have 4% inflation.
Thank you. The math doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
The math is off,
man. Yeah.
Sorry, folks.
They're all counting.
That's
on
a great call,
Paul. The Democrats are counting inflation on an abacus right now.
They are totally. Or broken down calculator from 1975. Paul, great call, man. Appreciate it.
All right, man.
Awesome.
Y'all have a good night.
Have a great night. You bet. The Bye. Las Vegas Strip. The Gladiator speaks. Well, it's right. Inflation, I told you before, is about 15%. We got some more calls here to get to. And on my show, you can speak, and we're going to get to the Gunslinger and get American Scotch, a few others. We're back in 45 seconds.
Oh,
yeah. Well, America, we're being completely invaded and conquered daily by both borders in our coastal ports. But I want you to focus when you go to bed at night on what's really important to the nation. Trust the plan, and damn it, just know that we stand with Israel and we stand with Ukraine. That's what's important. It's Ukraine first, Israel first, America last. It doesn't matter what happens to America. It doesn't matter anymore. We're a big corporation. As long as we stand with Israel, we'll be fine. And by the way, for those of you who don't know, which I do know, and many of you know, the Mossad motto is by deception, thou shalt make and wage war. Because Nikki Haley told us, Israel doesn't need America. America needs Israel. And just remember, folks, we are making America great again by standing with our most cherished and greatest ally, Israel. Well, that's what they want you to believe. They lecture you that daily, right? We're going to get the gunslinger on here, and I can't wait to hear from American Scotch. Gunslinger, welcome to the show. Are you fighting against Hamas? Are you on an Air Force jet going to the Middle East to lock and load and kick some ass? Or, current number two, are you going to try and kick back and beat back the Mongol hordes that are much closer to home coming across the Texas border? Welcome to the show, Gunslinger. How you doing, Jer? Howdy.
Well, I hope to do both. you know,
love it.
It's going to be a battlefield on both fronts. Okay?
No,
over there and here in Texas, and all along up and down the southern border. Okay,
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, these mongrels, these idiots, these fools. You've seen the pictures of them, and I'll ask you one simple question. Okay. Where is the women in these pictures? Where is the children? Where is the old folks? Okay, if they coming over here for such a good life, why is it young military age men that are dumb fucks that wants to kill? Okay, what still? Okay, it's not them coming over here for a better life. Okay, it's them to come over here to join these gangs that are over here already. You know, they're all in these big cities, you know that, just as well as everybody else does. Drug cartel, and to do their, well, to do their bidding. Yay, me, fuck you.
Right.
Is what their motto is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like in Dallas, okay, which I didn't know this until just a short time ago. There's Venezuelan gangs in Dallas. Okay, can you believe it? I mean, this is crazy. I mean, you've never heard of anything as crazy as this. So, let's just give a whole big damn orgy on these motherfuckers, okay? I mean, this is mind-boggling that we have allowed these dumb fucks. There it is in the chat room there. There's a link
what
to
they
it.
Are.
Right there. Yeah. And if we not do nothing about it, then we allow people like in Virginia, the motherfuckers, to melt down Robert E. Lee. I thought that there was federal crimes against defacing monuments.
Yeah,
isn't there
and
federal...
where are the white people should have filed a suit and said, that's a hate crime against my white race. That's what I would have done. Where are the attorneys
Absolutely.
On our side? Sue them. Sue their federal asses. That would have been
right.
Great.
I'm all for taking every statue of Martin Luther King down and melting them some bitches down. How you gonna like that, motherfuckers? Okay.
That's right.
If you think you can put to our statue, well, by God, we can do it to yours too. What's good for the goose is good for the goddamn gander, motherfuckers. When are these some bitches going to learn to leave our shit alone? It's history. It happened. Tough shit. You don't like it? Go fuck yourself. I mean, that's just plain and simple. I mean, this is so fucking ridiculous. is not even fucking funny anymore. Well, it never was really funny. But, you know, you see the point there. One of these days, I'm waiting for zillions of pissed off white people to goddamn get up off their lazy asses and lock and load. Because if we don't, we're not going to have no country tomorrow. Remember what the blowjob Clinton said? I can't wait to see just a sea of brown out there. But that damn sure wasn't talking about chocolate syrup. Okay? You know what he was talking about. Mongrels. Turning this country into a mongrel country. Okay? I'm just absolutely crazy. Okay? So when you, but you have, when you have these people in here like that, and these, well, look at, well, to show you how stupid people are. The main shooter, okay? Did you know that if some one person in that goddamn bowling alley would have had a gun, those people wouldn't have died? Did you
know
that?
Right.
One person.
And
you've seen the pictures of the guy. Yeah, well, you've seen the pictures of the guy. He didn't have no body armor on, okay, like a bulletproof vest, okay? A .22 could have fucking stopped him. I've got a .22 Colt fucking Woodsman right here in my drawer, 9-shot. I could have popped that son of a bitch 6 fucking times, and he would have went down with a .22.
I know.
That is the most insane thing I have ever seen in my life. And then when he steps into the bowling alley, his gun jams. Now they said that his gun jammed for at least 31 seconds. Okay. Nobody could have thrown something at him. And then one character rushed a fucking knife. Oh, boy. Haven't you ever heard of, you never bring a fucking knife to a fucking gunfight? But then
that's
turned
right.
Around shot him.
Classic.
I mean, that's, you know, I mean, that's, I get
so stupid.
I give him E for effort, but damn, you ass is dead, motherfucker, because you tried to go up against a guy with a gun. That's never going to work.
Right.
The only way that you're going to stop a person with a gun like that is a good guy with a gun.
God, I love it. So, so true. Well, tonight, Gunslinger, I selected you as our rapid-fire contestant. Are you ready, sir?
Okay.
Do you know the rules? The rules are, to our audience, I know you know them, Gunslinger will have 20 seconds max to when I have the topic, and I'll do a little promo to it. He's got to tell us his visceral gut reaction. Don't overanalyze. You don't overthink. You just tell us what you think about any topic that I present. And I don't care if it's, you know, PC, left, right, or indifferent. I want it all. I love it. Are you ready, sir?
Yeah.
Are you ready to play the game? Okay.
Why not?
Drum roll, please. Well, when we can afford a drum in our studio, we'll have that. That's the next year with a sponsor, maybe. Okay, so the rapid fire segment starts off tonight with Gunslinger and the contestant share. The first topic is Vladimir Putin of might be Russia. Go. 20 seconds.
Well, you know, Putin is a big warrior. You know, like I said, he has got poopy pants, Biden. That's his bitch, okay? He could bend that sumbitch over anytime he wants to, okay? And they know it. But was he able to bend Trump over? Fuck no. Because Trump is a warrior just like him, okay? He was on good standing with Putin and Rocket Boy, for that matter, okay? So there you go. You have two warriors. You have them on equal basis. They both have guns.
There we go.
Big guns.
Way to go, sir. Way to go. 20 seconds is up. Let's get to the next one here. And the next one I know you're going to love. It is the Texas border being invaded. Go, sir. 20 seconds.
Oh, my fucking God. We got to infest that fucking Rio Grande down there with alligators and piranhas and eat these motherfuckers up as they come across. It wouldn't take very many of them, would it? Okay, just a few. Even take machine gun nests along the border over there. Okay? It won't take a few, and then the rest of them will run like cowards, because that's what they are. They're cowards. Nothing but cowards. And try to suck off the tit of the head.
Love it.
Good.
That is perfect. Okay, and now on the last show, we had a funny mention of the migrants who come over with jazz hands. Do you, what's your visceral reaction to migrants, the mongrels who come over here with jazz hands, and what's your take on that, sir? Go ahead, go.
Well, any time that you're a mongrel, you know, that's plain and simple. So, you know, unfortunately I missed last week's show there, but yeah, mongrel's a mongrel, fuck them, okay? Fuck them all, you know, because we don't need them in this country, okay? This is for white people. This is not for goddamn every motherfucking shithole in the goddamn world. Go ahead.
All right, in our next topic, and so it's a doozy. It's a good one. Well, I've got to get a drum roll track for this thing. I can improvise very, very well. The next topic is a lady who wants to be president, the Patel Dothead Nikki Haley. Go, sir.
Go fuck that goddamn bitch. She's anti-American. She's anti-gun. Okay, right there. Right there. She's anti-gun. All right? I wouldn't give that fucking bitch a vote if that was the last motherfucking bitch on the face of this goddamn planet. Okay? At least Trump is pro-gun. All right? This is what made this country God, guns, and guts. And this bitch wants to take it away. There you go. I mean, how much simpler can you get? Fucked up everything.
Love it. And the next topic on the rapid fire segment is another Patel who wants to be the leader of the white men in America. And he also wants to be president. Vivek Ramaswamy, come on down. Go, sir.
Oh, the Swami Wami. You got to give me a fucking break. That son of a bitch ain't even drive behind his ball sack yet. Okay. I mean, he's not really for guns. He's already seen, well, he likes gun control. So that right there tosses him in the goddamn trash. You know, and with a name like that, Swami, I mean, well, you try to pronounce that motherfucker. Trump is at least as simple, okay? Try to pronounce his name, Wami, Swami, Swami, Wami. Fuck him, too. Good.
Love this. Rapid fire segment is fun and enjoyable and educational to our young children out there of the right wing. The next topic is, you're going to love this one. I designed it just for you. It's real simple. It is a four-letter dirty word to the Democrats. It is guns. Go, sir. Mr. Gunslinger. Guns is the topic.
Of course it's guns. Guns, yes, absolutely, is a dirty word for the fucking Democrats, okay? Because where do you think gun-free zones came from? It was from the mind of a fucking demo rat, a dirt rag, a shit rag, okay? They don't want to protect you. They want you to die, obviously, because if they didn't want you to die, they wouldn't have these gun-free zones, just like in Maine. You seen the sign on the door. Oh, I appreciate it if you don't carry your guns in here, okay? And you see what it got you. Dead. Carry your guns.
So true. Right. Carry your damn guns, America. Okay, here's another one. This is from the Middle East. Hot and heavy. They're a terrorist organization. They hate America. And they hate Israel even more. They're called Hamas. Go, sir. Hamas.
Well, they're terrorists. Barbecue the son of a bitches, okay? Anytime that you support terrorism, just like the goon squad in our government right now, what is that, raghead Tlaib and all these other fucked up motherfuckers, they support terrorist organizations. They should be deported. They should be stripped of their citizenship. Go back to that third world shithole where you came from. You want to support them so goddamn well, okay? Because you're not welcome here. You go right ahead.
Damn straight. And we got another one for you. This one you're going to love. This is a hero to many and maybe the messiah to some. Donald J. Trump, step on down. Go, gunslinger.
Donald J. Trump. Okay. If something like him doesn't get into the presidency in 2024, we're fucked. We're playing simple fuck. Okay? Because all the polls show him in a majority lead. If the election was held tomorrow, he'd win by a fucking biblical landslide. Okay? I keep up with the fucking polls every day. Okay? So the American people had enough time to see how that he's getting fucked. and he's better than any other ones right at the moment, because I don't see anybody else better. Do you? Do I see God on the ballot? No, I don't. Go ahead.
Love it. Love it. Again, for our new listeners, 20 seconds in the rapid fire segment. We are on a roll. We have the last one here. It's kind of a funny one, but it's California homeless people and the San Francisco homeless feces on the streets of America, making it dirty and horrific for all the citizens of Gotham City. Go, sir.
Well, they get what they deserve.
People. Yep.
Yeah, they get what they deserve because you're in a Democrat-controlled city and state, for that matter. Okay, Gruesome Newsom, that dumb fuck. Okay, so yeah, why not? But you know, everybody just shit in the goddamn streets and piss and shit in the streets, have sex in the street, bring in the animals. Why not? Because that's what it's turning into. What is that called, Simon and Gomorrah? Damn near.
Yeah, it is. Oh, fantastic. Bravo. Bravo, Gunslinger, rapid fire segment. You did excellent. You can have a Caribbean cruise or the new, or now it's pre-owned, Chrysler Cordoba. Your choice, sir. With fine Corinthian leather, of course. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was great. What are your final thoughts to America, Gunslinger? The floor is yours.
Well, you know, like I said, if you don't start controlling crime in this country, we are going to be completely overwhelmed with them. They will win in the end if we don't do something about it. And it don't mean, you heard the old expression, take a bite out of crime. These fucking cops and all of this shit, law enforcement from coast to coast, they know where these fucking cocksuckers are. Go get them. Okay? What's stopping you? All right? Maybe they want crime. Have you ever thought about that? Maybe they want crime because, hell,
they
it's
do.
A business. It's job security is what it is.
That's
them.
My theory.
The only way we're going to just take America back is by this. That's it.
Yeah.
Good night from the
guy. I agree. Gunslinger, thank you, sir. Great, great call. Great rapid fire segment. We appreciate you here on the Von Wien Show. That was awesome. Most awesome. Well, talking about California, we can get to American Scotch next, and we have others that are lined up. California used to be a great place when I was a kid. Still, I was out there about a week or so ago for 5 days in L.A., 2 weeks actually, and I saw all the nice spots. Saw my friend I told you in Thousand Oaks broadcast there from L.A., and, well, it used to sound like this, and California was the golden state. And now, and not having so many problems like a Democrat governor and tons of homeless people.
I'm going to be poor because I don't ever want to be poor.
Then you won't.
I decided right then and there I wasn't going to live like that. I needed to get as far away as possible. I moved to California in the summer of 1968 with the tuna. We had $300 and a black TR-3. There sure was nothing like this back home. It was paradise. We got a small one-bedroom apartment right on the beach. Wasn't much, but it had its perks.
George.
You need some help?
California was like nothing I'd ever seen before.
Hey, what's the deal?
People were liberated, independent, full of new ideas. They used words like right on, groovy, solid. The women were beautiful. And they all seemed to share the same occupation.
I'm a stewardess.
I'm a stewardess.
I'm a stewardess.
I'm a stewardess.
Yeah, on the airplane.
The movie is excellent, really good. Our chat room has been alive and on fire tonight. I love it. It's en fuego, if you're from the Hispanic countries. We comprende. Mucho gusto. Como señor, nice to meet you too. Como estás? Dos cervezas, por favor, is my favorite line. And where are the Putins? Just kidding. All right, let's get over to American Scotch from Wyoming, from the real American country out there where there's lots of guns, lots of patriots, and they're ready for action. American Scotch, welcome to the show. How are you doing, sir?
Good, hey, good. I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing good. I was trying to talk like Gensler there. I like how he talks like a titch. Damn those mongrel hordes. I want to kill them all because I can.
He does. Yeah.
He will. Thank God for Gensler.
I tell you. I tell you. Yeah, I'm just kind of looking around, kind of wondering, you know, this is so surreal right now, and I'll just say some things because if you really kind of step back and think about this in relation to 2019 ramping up into an election year, think about this for a second. Just unplug and just kind of take a stroll with me here. We are 70 days away from the Iowa caucus. And you tell me, looking at this field, now just think about this. You have got the most disastrous president by anybody's account right now. He has worse numbers right now than Carter ever did. The economy is teetering on potentially the worst economic meltdown in real estate stocks. The currency itself is being, you know, completely uncoupled by all the major players. There should be a scrambling in the Democratic Party to replace this guy, and you don't hear of anybody being mentioned. And as far as the other side of the aisle, there should be a huge lineup of people scrambling for it, and you've got the land of misfit toys, and then you've got Donald Trump. There should be a huge field on either side jockeying for this job. And if you're 70 days away from the Iowa caucus, the primaries kick off January 15th. We are only that far away right now. I mean, if this doesn't tell people that we are not in the United States that we were used to 5 years ago, 8 years ago, 9 years ago, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, this war in and of itself all over the world right now, and you've covered this all night, I mean, it goes without saying. I mean, we've got Taiwan next. We've got Gaza, Israel. Every single country in the region is going up against Israel. We and NATO are the only ones that are standing by Israel. Literally the entire world is against this country. I mean, I can't think of a time in history, Vaughn, honestly.
It's so stupid.
I mean, honestly, it's incredible. You've got the most – literally, Israel right now is the Jimmy Carter of countries. I mean, there is nobody standing by this guy. This country is the most unpopular, the most infamous, the worst reputation by every which means necessary. I mean, every single Arab country is absolutely against them. And every single major industrial country in this world now belongs to BRICS. They're against them, and only lonely USA and worthless-ass NATO stand by this bully who shot up our own ship in the 60s in the USS Liberty, was responsible clearly for 9/11, responsible clearly for all of the dual citizenship treasonous traitors in D.C. They've all got dual citizenship. They don't have dual citizenry to Switzerland. They don't have dual citizenry to New Zealand. They all have it for Israel. And, I mean, I'm just looking at this thinking, you know, these people have spitballed, we're not going to have an election. And honestly, I'm going to say this is proof that we're not, because we don't have anybody worth talking about. Trump's the only one, and he's going to be the only guy on the Republican ticket. Let's just call it for what it is. No one's going to come close. I mean, DeSantis was the closest, and this heel-left cowboy boot gate thing has ruined his reputation. He looks like a tool now, wearing heel lifts like this and being just such a punk, trying to negotiate with Israel directly as a governor.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, the Logan Act?
Right,
you
right.
You
exactly.
are not allowed to negotiate with any foreign entity, no politician, not just senators or House representatives. No governor can just unilaterally say, well, I'm going over to Beijing. I'm going to go ahead and fire up the phone conversations with President Xi. I'm going to cut me a better deal over here in California. Screw you guys in D.C. Screw you guys in the United States. I'm the governor of Florida. I'm going to go over to Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. I'm going to make it all happen. I mean,
yeah,
can you imagine the chaos?
Yeah.
I know. Can you
DeSantis
imagine the chaos?
DeSantis gave arms of money to Israel. He's a damn state governor, not a foreign policy dude.
That's a one-way ticket to the gallows at Guantanamo Bay. End of story. That's not even going to be a five-minute tribunal. I mean, it's not even going to be anything to discuss. There's no way to dismiss it. There's no way to excuse it. There's no way to hem and haw or to act like, you know, you were confused. End of story. You're
he violated federal law. That's right.
Federal
he
law.
Violated federal law.
Logan Act. Fucking Logan Act.
Espionage Act. It's an espionage act.
This is
people
worse than Feinstein.
This,
with
it's the law.
Chinese driver. Yeah.
Hate to say it.
I mean,
in his defense, he'll say, you never enforced it with Feinstein. You know, the Jewish from that Jewish senator, but now you want to enforce it with me. Okay. We'll see about that. Well, that's probably what he's thinking.
That's probably what he would try to do, even though a military tribunal is not going to let him even finish the sentence if that's his defense.
Right.
They're not even going to – because you know what? They took care of Feinstein, too. I mean, that's the thing. Most Americans are thinking, well, these people just got off. Did they? Did they really? Because last time I checked, and we've talked about this endless times, I've put this up on Gab, I've put it up on my videos, D.C. has never behaved this way in my lifetime. I am half a century old plus. Now, you and I are Gen Xers. I've never seen D.C. never once behave this way. I've never seen the White House lights off at night, never one time, until since Joe Biden. 2021,
right.
January, the lights went off at the White House. Never history has that ever happened. If you are a tourist of D.C., you could be up. You could have insomnia at your hotel. Honey, I'm just going to go take a drive. I'm going to go drive Pennsylvania. I'm going to go walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. No problem, honey. See you later. You get out of the hotel room. You drive it. Dude, the lights are on. The lights are always on the White House, people.
Right.
It never turned off. Can you imagine what kind of a signal that sends to foreign dignitaries and other foreign powers? If your presidential house's lights are turned off, I mean, my God. I mean, common sense, hello, anybody? And Americans are just like, well, I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to save power. I don't know. Biden sure is a dipshit, though. Biden doesn't exist. Biden's not real, guys. This whole thing, and I just posted a shitload up about so-called Biden, fake President Biden, Joe dumbass, his trip to Israel. You got to see this. Holy shit. You got to see the uniforms that these military so-called members are wearing. They're all out of they're all out of place. They're completely out of etiquette. It's priceless. You got to see it. Joe Biden comes walking down the stairs from Air Force One. The music kicks on when he's halfway down the stairs.
God.
It's a shit show. It's a shit show.
Hey, I've got a question for you, American Scotch.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a lot of news about these immigration boats coming to Europe and the UK, and the orcas in the ocean over there are tipping over the immigration boats. Now, I call this new battle contingent the SS Orca Waffen.
I love it.
What's your take on that? Hell, the Orca Waffen. That would be awesome.
You know what,
T-shirts and banners for our site. What's your take on that, sir?
Oh, I love it. I think there were some porpoises, too, that they were attacking some
of
them in the water.
Ramming
I mean,
the ships. They're trying to protect. They were probably Nazi-trained back in the day. And this is their offspring, like a Ukraine, fighting the good fight, trying to protect Europe. When the so-called white leaders over there aren't doing anything, while boatload after boatload of Africans and mongrels gets dumped on their shores like garbage.
Well,
and they're trying to prevent it. Orca Waffen makes love that.
Yeah. It's funny. It makes me think of Ace Ventura when he says, so animals do sense evil, you know, because that's what they're doing. They're literally attacking these guys.
Animals are the best judge of character, and dogs especially. Yeah. You can bring people around. A dog can sense evil, can sense a bad person who's abused animals. I'm telling you, animals leave scents on people, folks. And if an animal has been abused, they'll leave a scent on somebody. And the next animal that sees them will growl and not like them.
Yep.
They stick together. And they have their own way of communicating.
Yep. They can
so
sense
hell yes, that's Orca Waffen.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, there was a meme about it. There was four or five different instances of different animals. It wasn't just marine life. And I'll have to send it to you.
Right.
I'll post it again on Gab tonight. But it was
Catwoman had a great and Catwoman had a great comment. And it's very true. Animals know that they are much safer in a white world. Have you seen how the third world treats animals? Horrifically.
Absolutely.
Just horrifically. Yeah.
Well, you know, I noticed that. I had a conversation on my chat group on Telegram the other day, and it's absolutely uncanny. You can't think of one instance, any major personality in mass media in the last 30 years that's super, like, dialed in with animals, whether it's a tigers, lions, bears, you know, chimpanzees. They're always white men and women. Every single time. There's not one time. I think there's one Latino guy that's very good with dogs, and there's another one that's pretty good with animals, but he's stationed out of, like, Bolivia or Colombia or Brazil. And he's got an animal shelter, and he's indigenous to the land. But, I mean, those are the two exceptions. Otherwise, every time, without a doubt, and that's because Jacob Israel, white people were given dominion of the land. They were God's chosen people, and they have that affinity with animals, and animals have that affinity with them. It's just
that's
the truth. If you're ever around black people or most inner-city Mexicans, they are terrified of most any animal that they're not familiar with. I don't give a shit what
that's
it
right.
could be a medium-sized dog. They're scared. And you
big
know
big black men, big Hispanic guys that act all machismo. They see a dog and they freak out. And
they
it's true
out.
That the white Aryan people, we have a natural affinity for the land and animals and livestock, and we treat them very, very well. Sometimes better than people, but I say that's a good thing because a lot of people are trash. So why should we treat people over a nice animal? I would rather give it to the nice animal.
Absolutely.
A lot of people don't deserve our compassion if they're acting out of line. Compassion is like respect in the military. It's earned. If you're nice to your fellow. And I would say white people are nice until they're not nice. And then all hell breaks loose. We change borders. Populations go missing. We kick ass and take names, you know?
Absolutely.
That's the rule of the world. Yep.
Absolutely. It's just that, and you know, and as you know, I mean, if you've been, I was raised on a ranch, so I've had big horses. We've had, cattle from time to time. We've had all these large animals. If you show fear, they sense it. That's just the bottom line. And because of my experience with those animals, and we had horses all of my life. So you just don't show that. Because of that, the uncanny thing was when I got into the city, I had no fear of being in front of people on a microphone. I had no fear of public speaking because I knew that if I showed embarrassment or fear, it was going to translate to the audience. And that's exactly what happened. If you act sheepish in front of anybody, like you're a comic or you're performing, or if you're on a microphone, like, you know, you are with you can sense that. But if you have confidence, it also translates. And that's, it's not complicated. These animals know when someone's acting squirrely, and it's just fascinating. But white people just have that spirit in them. It's just the truth. It really is. It's incredible.
Well, I always love watching those YouTube videos where you'll see the white Aryan girl of, like, Austria, you know, or Germany, and she'll get out there and she'll do a little sexy kind of a whistle, and these 100 cows hear her come out of the forest.
or 50 yeah. dogs in her whatever, and they just come out and they're wagging the cows are wagging their tails like a dog, and they just coo and they sit at her feet. They sit yep. at her feet, and I love that. You know, you look around the world. I always believe that a society is marked by how it cares for its animals. And in Asia, they horrifically burn animals alive for their dog meat festival. They drown animals for fur and for food. Beautiful dogs I've seen on these videos, just dogs that would put in my backyard in a microbeat. And they're just beautiful huskies, and they don't care. They have – my dad had a great thing. He thought that Asian people, to us at least, to the Western man, they don't have a soul. In Asia, it's all about the here and the now. And they have 1.4 billion people to feed. I know they have a chronic food problem, but killing beautiful – I can never do what never. They do. I've seen the videos. I've seen their open markets. And the same thing in Africa where it's terrible, Middle East, they hate dogs in the Middle East. And I believe that that's why a lot of those brute mongrel nations have so many problems, because spiritually, they're dead.
I
agree. And spiritually, they have no – they've lost their soul. They've lost
Amen.
Their way. And that's why they're always at war. You always know they always have a famine. And God hates them in a funny way. Isn't it funny that those parts of the world always have famines and typhoons and serious
yes.
problems and outbreaks? They're constantly at war, but they treat each other terrible. They treat animals terrible. And I just believe it's an evil, vicious downward spiral, and they're smited for it. And that's my theory, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, America. But I am serious. When I sit back and I look at that in that part of the world, I always look at how they treat children, how they
yes.
treat puppies and animals. You know, in most Middle Eastern countries, this is going to sound gross to a lot of you, but our soldiers, Scotch Nose, experienced this over in the Middle East, where our guys were sent to Afghanistan, and it was. This is terrible, but it was common practice for the middle-aged Afghan men to grab little boys and rape them.
Yeah. Terrible.
And they yeah. would say in their – and our GIs tried to stop it, and they were forbidden while they heard the screams, while they heard the kids – they saw them cry. They wanted to go in there and blast the guy with their MK – no, with their machine gun. They were forbidden to. And this is their culture. And they'll tell you, this is our culture. Well, that's a fucked up culture. And that
it
culture
sure is.
Needs to die. That culture needs to go. And that's why I believe that part of the world eventually is going to be a glass table. It's just going to – they are going to – look, they're going to try to bring us into it. And that part of the world has been nothing but problems for America.
Yep.
And that's why I just said a divorce from the Middle East, especially Israel, is what we need. But spiritually,
yes.
they're dead. And
yes.
I just believe they went the wrong path thousands of years ago. They went the wrong path. And it's the white Aryan European man who they always say, well, he's this, he's that, whatever, F you. We're the ones that had civilization, courts. We took care. We tried to at least we try take care of our children, our elderly, our animals, our livestock. We're not perfect, but by God, we're a hell of a lot better than that part of the world. You know?
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's funny. You say a glass table for that. I mean, look at this situation right now. I mean, whether you believe it's all that real or if it's a lot of it's a stage setup, who knows? But just the weight of the countries that are against Israel is absolutely mind-blowing. China, India, Russia, Iran, Iraq, Syria, Jordan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia. I mean, my God, Yemen. I mean, Vaughn, one after another, after another, after another. All of them. All of them. I mean, what kind of if this was a person, if Israel was a person, what kind of an asshole would you have to be when the entire room around you hates you and you sit there defiant, like I'm right and you're all wrong and fuck all you guys? I mean, what kind of a personality is, I mean, I just can't get over it. I can't.
It's a psychotic personality.
Yeah.
Psychotic.
If you get to this point in history, there's not a country in history, in any history book, that has shown this kind of deserved hatred from all of its neighbors, and not even its neighbors, all over the world. Its notoriety for being such a shit people, the usury they bring, the prostitution, you know, the LGBTQ crap. It's just, it's nonstop. Just
also pedophilia.
I mean, poisoning the well.
Animal
in the,
abuse.
In the Black Death. That was
most
Jewish
Americans
rabbi.
Don't know what kosher. Yeah. Right, and most Americans don't even know what kosher. How they make kosher beef.
Oh my God!
Look at a video.
Yeah,
it's horrific for the animal. Horrific.
The way that they beat the chicken in New York City to absolve them of their
death.
Absolutely disgusting.
They beat chickens to death. They don't eat the meat. They just beat them to death to absolve them of their sin. I mean, it's fucked up, man.
It's
fucked
unbelievable.
Up. And that's why I always tell folks, we have a lot of problems in this country, but man, you get around the world. There's very few places I would consider. I would consider the Aryan homeland of South America in a heartbeat.
Yep.
I would purge Europe of all the mongrels, and that's what they are. And I call them out for what they are. And I would move to, Germania or Switzerland once it gets cleaned up. Now, Swissland is clean for the most part. They're there right now because they're neutral, and they actually enforce their borders. And their international banks there are very safe and secure. But, most of the rest of the world, you can have it.
Can have it.
You visit, you see a few museums, get back on the plane, and get the fuck out. I mean, really, you just don't want to. I mean, there's just a lot of problems over there. I've had a friend of mine that went to Italy 6 months ago. Recent news, lots of pickpockets. He and his wife saw African mongrels. Now, they left them alone because they knew they had a great tour guide that took them away from those people. And they saw real Italy, Florence and Milan. And that's the trip that I wanted. So when I go, I want a great tour guide as well.
Oh, you have to have it.
I want to see the home of my ancestors. I've already been to Germany. Now I've got to go to Italy because we were in Roma. Rome on my mom's side.
All right.
So I want to see, I was in ancient Rome. I remember it well. But American Scotch, great call tonight, my friend. What are your extra thoughts or final thoughts to all of our listening audience today?
Well, I mean, I would tell everybody, just keep tuning in to you each week. You got your bachelor show Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. That's right.
I'm going to call in.
That's a good one.
It's been a while, and we need to check in on that. But just stay tuned to the news, man, because I tell you what, if you're still watching news on TV, guys, girls out there, stop it. You need to start getting on to Gab. You need to get on to Rumble. There's some good channels on there to get news, good channels on BitChute. You just Telegram. You just have to get your news from those that know. And these TV stations nowadays and the crap they're giving out now is just – it's comic. It really is. I feel like I'm watching a comedy show whenever somebody shares a Fox News clip. It just it's hilarious. It's sad. And by the way, you saw CNN just closed their headquarters in Atlanta last week.
Oh, they did. I heard rumor about that. That's actually officially closed. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it looks like MSNBC is on the block next as far as getting shit canned. So that will be a fun thing to watch. Yep.
Wow. That's
fun
huge,
thing to watch.
Man.
Yep.
Huge.
But
So CNN broadcasting from? Are they broadcasting from the Chinese embassy in Washington, D.C., the Chinese Congress?
You know, it's exactly what I thought when I saw that. And this wasn't just some podunk blog that reported. It was Gateway Pundit, which is not the greatest, but it's pretty legit. I mean, they've got some pretty well vetted stories in ways that I can trust it. I mean, it's always turned out to be fairly true. I've never seen one story that was complete BS out of them. But where are these guys reporting now? Exactly what I asked. So I think that there may be isolated studios. There's all sorts of rumors of what may be going on with CNN right now. And for them to shut down like that, it's rumored that there could be some serious legal weight on them. And I'm not talking civilian law. We're talking judge, advocate, general. Military, because of them disinforming the public, misinforming the public, COVID scare, the death tally, the death ticker on their channel caused a lot of people to run out and get jabbed up, which caused them to get sick and die. And so, hey, you know, you are carrying the water for genocide. So who knows?
They're complicit. They are complicit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We will find out.
Awesome call, Mr. Scott. You have a great night, sir. We appreciate you, man. You know it.
We'll
take care.
You bet, buddy. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye. Well, I'll say this about our conversation, our ongoing conversation tonight. A lot of great calls there. The Aryan man and woman, just to be blunt, we don't mix well, if you've noticed, with the mongrel hordes. And back in Roman times, I love Roman history, they called them the mongrel hordes from the brute nations. Back then, they were known as terrible places to live, terrible places to go. The European man, we said, Europe is ours. If you come in here for the New World, we're going to kill you. Stay in your crap hole nation. Stay where it's dusty and hot and nothing grows, and, you know, stay the fuck out of our lands, out of our conquered lands. We had the rich European soil with a great topography, a great lay of the land, great people up there, good genes, good health, clean water, and it was like that for thousands of years. And the Roman armies made damn sure. And they didn't give a lick if they came against a bunch of Bedouins or people that were trying to move north. No, they slapped them down. That's why they installed the Roman province of Judea, which was a really bad place. Lots of riots back then in biblical times. In fact, I told you before, if you were a Roman, well, a lot of guys had to pay their dues in Judea, like Pontius Pilate from the Bible. They were sent through. It was hot, dusty. It was anti-Rome, no big baths. They didn't have grapes all the time or great food. Food was scarce. The Romans lived pretty well there, but it was a garrison. It was a fort, always ready for battle. Constant threats, constant by those rabbis and those militant Jewish people. And militant Muslims, nothing has changed since biblical times when Jesus walked the earth. I've told you that before. It's just the names have changed. We have a little more technology now, and that's about it. But that part of the world, that was the worst assignment. If you were a Roman provincial governor, they said, hey, we have a job for you. Oh, great, great. Is it Germania? Is it Britain? No. Judea. It went, oh, great. But it was a stepping stone on your way to higher rank in the Roman army, in the governorships, in the civil authorities. So you took it for a couple years, and you roughed it. I mean, whenever you see those biblical accounts, Pontius Pilate is normally in a Roman garrison with thousands of troops to protect him, ready for tens of thousands to come against the walls, literally a state of war in Judea constantly. What do we see today? A state of war. Nothing's changed. And Hamas back then were the Bedouin Arabs who used to always pick fights with the Jews, and the Jews say, look, let them kill each other. I don't care. I don't care. I don't fucking care. I used to care, but the way Israel has treated America and the way they spit on us, I don't care anymore. Okay? And you can put that in your pipe and smoke it. To me, they've lost any goodwill that they used to have with this country. Comments have come out. The way they look at America as a place just to get money out of, blood and treasure. I've always said that. Blood and treasure. It's all they want from us. More money, more blood. And they secretly hate us, if you really want to know. The Jews secretly hate America. They want to use America. We're being used yet again. And I don't like to see my country get used by a foreign hostile entity. I see they're an enemy so much, but they are a foreign hostile entity. I'll go that far. And they could be, they have been an enemy before. USS Liberty, where they almost sunk our damn ship. Look it up, 1967. Our show, we talk about these things other shows would never, ever talk about. Let's see, how dare you, Vaughn? How dare you bring these? Don't you know that AIPAC is the most powerful Jewish lobby in America? And I would say that's precisely the problem. Why are the Jews, who are only 2% of American culture, why do they have the biggest, most powerful lobby in America? Well, it's a lobby for their interests. AIPAC, look it up. It's not to give anybody else free license. I'm totally against Chinese communists. We have spies over here from China. But we have to look. Israel has been in the news a lot, and we're a very trendy, hip and trendy show on the current events side of things. So, yeah, if they're in the news, as Israel and the Jews have been for the last 2 months now, we're going to talk about them until things quiet down over there. Then we'll shift our focus to other things. But I can't get away from them. They're in the news constantly. Jew this, Jew that. Israel this. Hamas, and Hamas is far, far worse. The Arabs, I'm on neither side of that conflict. Neither side. I'm an America first. You won't meet many people like me. I am true blue, America first. True blue. Made a commitment to this nation, our people, our legacy, our progeny, our posterity, our wealth, and our security, and nothing else should get in the way of that. Any politician who I see that starts spouting off, don't get me wrong, I know campaigns cost money, and most Americans are cheap, so they're going for the Jewish cash. I get it, but at the same time, don't expect my vote. Don't expect my support, and we will ridicule you on my show and on my Gab page and elsewhere. We will let people know all about you, and we will undercut you as a candidate. This show right now, I think, is that powerful. We can undercut them and clip them by 5 or 10 points at least. And that is the margin of victory for them. If they aren't America first, I have no use for them. That's my take. And, well, we had a Halloween show last week. It seems a little bit like this. In Washington, D.C., with the sinister laugh of our politicians.
Give him some medicine.
Love that sinister laugh of Vincent Price. Oh, so good from the classic Thriller series. Something that I always mix up in the studio and I have some fun doing. Let's get to our tech wizard, the Irish pirate, with his thoughts about America, the world on fire, and the upcoming World War III. Irish, not a tall bidding for you, but you're on here. What are your thoughts tonight, sir? About a world at war. Go for it.
I am a huge advocate for peace. So the concept of World War III is more abhorrent to me because it's not, quote unquote, my enemy that I face. It's wondering why we have the same enemies going at it again until we get totally bankrupted. Think of it this way. Think of what happened before the first ever so-called the Great War, the World War I. Everybody that participated went bankrupt, pretty much. That's pretty much what happened. And so the question was, why would you do that again? But we did. And so I'm beginning to ask the question, is that what you want? You want to go, you know, send your people over to die instead of rich bankers' sons or something?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It makes no sense to me. It should be very easy to say, unless I have something to selfishly gain, at least I'm not going to participate. Because just because somebody's attacking me, let's say somebody broke into my house and beat me up. Okay, does that mean I have to go to war with him? Or does that mean that we just need restitution for, you know, for what went on? The restitution for what's went on, nobody repaid the families. Nobody absolved spiritually what happened to all the dead. You know, whatever it is that somebody did that would be, let's just put it in finger quotes, good, nobody did anything about that. They just say, oh, well, that's just a casualty of war. That's something we go through. No, it isn't. I'm tired of that something we go through being anywhere related to, and I know it's in the Bible, people went to war all the time, but in that case you had kings, case you had true homelands, you know,
right.
Even here,
true homelands.
We we settled it and we put the best rules ever together, but you know, is the land that truly ours? I say yes, because God gave us a chance, that's clear, but
yeah,
now it isn't. You know, it's not truly homeland anymore. Ask somebody who lives in New York City now, because anybody making – we've already covered it on this show and The Bachelor Show. Anybody who is making a lot of money left. That's pretty much
That's
it.
That's right.
And
The Bachelor Show is next Tuesday night, folks. The first Tuesday of the month. Never forget, rain or shine.
And for those who don't understand what we mean by that, we looked at the self-made millionaires, not the ones who are getting the hand-me-downs over and over and over from rich families of the past. We're talking about the people that had the ingenuity, supposedly an American thing. And those who had the ability to go from the ground up to generate wealth by letting people win. you know, win-win situations. I'm going to make a product. I'm going to perform a service. I'm going to be the guy that finds a million people that need something. That, you know, and I've had that battle before when I've looked before at, like, Thomas Edison. You know, was he a great scientist? No. But he knew how to get, if not steal, his students' ideas and get them
right
to the public.
And, that's right.
You know, is that American ingenuity? Unfortunately, yes. Would I want a million more people like him? No. I want the students is what I want.
Right,
but,
right.
Within that ingenuity, we've found ways to do stuff. Now, unfortunately, if we think we're going to burn 100 tons of so-called fossil fuel, which has no fossils in it, but the carbon-based fuel that we are doing is coming to a halt, which is why the companies that are producing it then tell you, well, you can get into solar if we own the solar companies. You can get into windmills if we own the majority of the wind farm material. And, of course, they haven't done their homework, and it's a lie also. But the important thing is they just want control over the movement of the populations of the globe. And for what they did, you don't need any more war. They are already bringing it to you. And their final stage is to, if we can't own you, we're going to starve you. We're going to poison your water. We're going to poison your air. If we can't own you. And so this is where you have to say, well, I see you working. And you're not going to get me. And you're not going to stop my ideas. Because my ideas come from the inspiration of God. And what he said we should be doing. And there are a lot of people who don't know what that is. That's great because that gives me something
to do. That's right. They don't know.
They don't know. But we do know this. They're now starting to notice, just like the Chinese males that don't have anyone to marry, don't have any place to work, that doesn't suck, that type of thing. So they use that two-word phrase. I can't remember what they call it, but it means let it rot. It's going to kill itself.
Yeah, they call
they
it lying down in China. They are lying down. It's called lying down.
That's going to happen here. That's going to happen here to somebody who has a coffin corner apartment, gets a universal basic income.
Going to happen.
The video games. Yeah, even the video games. They're going to find out they don't agree with the concept behind them anymore. Which is where I'm at. I could never play modern day video games. I like the old ones, you know, the Pac-Man and the Joust. I don't like Full Metal Jacket. I don't like Grand Theft Auto. I don't like that kind
of
stuff.
When the young people realize that they can't buy a home, they're never going to afford one. They don't want to live in, you know, the Midwest or whatever. But when they realize that they can't buy where they want to live, they're going to be demoralized. They're going to be depressed. And they're already now living with mom and dad. And I kept telling them, there ain't going to be no crash out west, especially, or back east. The most desirable places to live in Phoenix, as you well know, average home price now is $450,000 to $500,000, half a million to buy your basic 3-2 driveway small backyard. Oh. Yeah, well,
now
$500,000.
Now I'm going to lay down some heavy lumber for you. This is personal, but I think it should be. I was working at what I do on the side at night, and one of my supervisors came out to see me, and I was, quote-unquote, asleep. And I got news for you. That wasn't me falling asleep. I had a heart attack on the job.
Oh, sorry to hear that, man.
I've been to the hospital. I've been checked out. I saw the Q waves, the reversals, everything. So here's the thing. Now I'm facing that insurance blanket that says you're never going to heal your heart. We're just going to give you drugs. And to that, I just like everything else we just talked about, I'm going to say no. In the 1950s, we did strengthen hearts. So get over it. I will find that technology, and I will find a way to get the VA to pay for it. I found the link. It's going to take some time. I actually have to step back on that campus, which I've avoided, because the Phoenix VA, as you know, has the worst reputation in America for doing some pretty awful things. And I'm willing to go there to reattach that, to do what I got to do to rehab. I have been teaching. I have been doing the other things I do, but I also know I'm not 100%. And so when I had that meeting with the boss's boss, I told him, is it better for me to allow you to fire me so I can collect unemployment while I get healthy? And he said, I refuse to fire you. You're the honest guy. I've known you for 8 years. He said, no, you tell me when you're ready to work and you can have it back. We'll work you in slowly because I can't just shove people off their posts. But we'll get you back in because that's what we deserve, is the a good, honest American worker. And that you have been. We're making a small company into a large company now. And I admit that. I certainly saw the job as not going to get me where I need to go, but it has given me the day-to-day money that we've been talking about on The Bachelor Show to be able to make big moves on the chessboard in the financial arena. And I'm willing to live and die with my knowledge of these things, right? Same thing with, you know, I had to face him up. I mean, I knew it could get ugly, but the neat thing is I was the one asking the questions, not him. And I think that's how America should be. You should be asking the questions. How come I can't make a decent living anymore? Even though the actual money I make is more and I'm getting taxed more for it, the house is worth more, but I can't sell it. Matter of fact, I leave this person nameless. They said, well, the value of my land, my home, all this stuff is going up. So I take some of that out and I buy new buildings and upgrade everything. That person is gainfully employed and so they're making payments on it. But they don't understand that inflation has been killing everything. And the way that they're doing it now, inflation is up while power of the dollar is how do I say this? Normally that means the interest rates go up. And so now they're not, or at least not like they're supposed to. And so we don't have any hedge against what's coming unless you've already bought your God gold guns, you know, things you could pet, things you could fish in. If it's not territorially solid, you've got trouble. And I had no idea it was going to come to this for me, but I've got good people around me. You know, I've selected the people around me very carefully. That must include you. And so all I have to say is, who are you trusting now? Your bank? I just switched banks. I killed a bank on the 25th. I did. And then I started a new one. And I didn't know how much money was in it or anything when I've had my chaos. I just checked it yesterday just to see where I'm at, where I landed. I haven't worked in 16 days, but I'm okay. I covered for that. I didn't think it was going to be for something like that, but I knew economically, stores could go under, banks could go under. I was ready for something. Mm-hmm. I hope everybody else understands that that could happen. Maybe not a heart attack is going to happen to you, but I've also, when I was in my 20s, I think, one of my local banks in Wyoming where I was, officially living, I was in the military at the time, but I was officially living there, one of those went under. And my parents had thought about going on vacation, and they put money into a savings account to get ready to go to wherever it might be, Hawaii or something. And they ended up having to live off it because the bank they normally did business through went belly up. And that was in the late 70s, early 80s? I mean, that was weird.
Yeah.
And that woke me up. That woke me up. I said, banks can't be trusted, even back then.
Well, Irish, we hope for your quick recovery. What a bombshell on the Von Wien show that you mentioned tonight. I hope your heart is as strong as a Viking warrior, and it will be. And we wish for your fast recovery. And mend those fences, as I know you will. Mend those fences.
The hospital didn't
get
test
some.
It. They're waiting.
Yeah,
they're waiting for
get
me
plenty
to die.
Of rest. Well,
they're
no, get
for
plenty
me to
of
die
rest,
and I got
sir.
News for them. Oh, I will do that.
No,
they're waiting for me to die. They didn't treat me. They didn't do anything. But I already know what I want to do, and so they can't stop me from trying to get what I think is proper. I will make my heart stronger. Like I said, the EEG technology that will do it is out there. Just a question of can you get a hold of it. I've got books on the
like
subject.
Like the $6 million man
We have the technology. We can make it happen.
I don't want. I don't want any of their stents. I don't want any of their valves. I don't want any of their drugs. No, we'll do it with what I was given at birth, and go from there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I would recommend that to anyone.
You'll feel better. You will feel better, sir, and you will be living for a long time.
I have been teaching. I even went to a tournament. I even went to a tournament Sunday, and I had to inform some of the people that went there. It's like, oh, by the way. And they're going like, really? It's like, didn't stop me from coming here. We took fourth place.
Right.
You know, yeah. It's like,
good.
That was me, you know, running thin. I did teach three classes sitting down. You know, I didn't know it was a heart attack yet. Yeah, that was the first week after.
Wow.
I didn't realize that's what it was. And then I had to add up symptoms and say, you know what? I better check myself into a hospital. So I did. And as usual, they didn't do anything. That was, and I could have stayed maybe an overnight, and they would have maybe ordered a stress test for me. That's never been performed. I have to go find one. You know, that was weird.
Well, life by itself is stressful. So maybe just live your life and mend those fences and get better and change the diet maybe around.
I do check my own blood pressure. I do, obviously blood sugar goes up when you get into stress. Your cortisol goes up, and that's the natural follow. Yeah, the blood sugar doesn't cause the problem. The problem causes the blood sugar to go up. Yeah, you know, they're going to get that backwards.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I found that every time. Because I was big, as you remember, we talked about that. I'm no longer big. They're going like, do you know what your blood sugar was when you came to the hospital? Hi, I'm sorry, I didn't check it. You know, that wasn't necessary.
Right.
What I needed was my blood pressure checked. And and so we added all that up. And the nice thing is my systolic has come down. My diastolic stayed high because my heart does not relax. And we're going to make it do that. That's what the EECP does. We're going to do that.
Good.
That's a known commodity. Like I said, I've got the book. Matter of fact, I'm looking at it. So all I'm saying is we're gonna do what the book says. If these guys don't know what's in it, too bad.
That's right.
I'll be the only one that knows.
God. Well, you'll feel better, sir. The show is behind you. We will hope and pray.
My emotions are not affected.
My
emotions are not affected.
Great.
My spirituality, not affected. Yeah, I'm not mad at anybody. I say a door closed and another one must have opened. But what's weird is, if I say yes, I just, like I said, I'm figuring Monday or Tuesday, I'm going to say this is, you know, based on the appointments I'm going to set up and all this, you know, a regimen that I think I can do, that I would be willing to put myself back into workforce on a certain day. And I'll go by what the nice thing is, I've created a situation where I can call my own shot, just like if I was a CEO of a company or anything else, except for I'm not. I mean, the chess teaching company is technically me, but I'm not truly one of these big CEOs with a bunch of employees or anything like that. In fact, the state of the business says that the best thing in the world is to be your own man in 2023.
Your
total employee
list
should be one. You. And of course,
you can do it.
We've joked.
That's the best.
We've joked about the concept of self-employment. That's impossible. Yeah. Either you are your own person or you're not. That's 2023. Either you can handle the big pressure of being in charge of your own decisions, or somebody's going to take advantage of you corporately. And
that's
we don't
right.
allow that here. Yeah. A good Christian man wouldn't do it. A good American would not do it. And certainly even if you were an atheist, why would you let somebody take away the possibilities of a life that you don't even know if you had an afterlife or not? I mean, why would you let somebody
ruin
the life currently? So no matter what it is, 2023, the economics are going to be bad. You're going to have to be a very, very smart CEO for the corporation that is you. You're going to have to be. And I've done that, but I'm not of an age where I get to do that for another 100 years. So I'm hoping I get people to listen to it, because that's the only thing that's going to turn the planet around. And we've also seen, you know, some of the things. One of the things that really woke me up this week is what's happening in Mexico. I didn't realize they're being hit with so many hurricanes that are like level one until they get right.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Level five.
Really weird.
Level five within 2 hours. That has to be non-natural.
Baffling our weathermen. Baffling them. Yes, baffling them.
Oh,
it's the most eerie thing from a 1 to a 5 in 1 or 2 hours. It's amazing.
Yeah, and that's both on the east and the west coast.
It is. I noticed that.
But I'll go back. 2015, they gagged the weathermen. So, of course, they can't say anything unless they want to be fired. That's just the bottom. And or even thrown in jail. I don't know what – I haven't searched to see what the penalty is for violating the gag order, because it's kind of weird to order somebody that never went to court, never – you know, that when they became a weatherman, for example, before 2015, let's say you've been on the job for 15 years how could they suddenly prosecute you for doing what was a legitimate job before 2015? How could you do that?
Oh, I know.
And so that's one of those. We got a lot of things like that. Retroactive.
We do.
Owen Schroyer is in solitary confinement right now for speech.
Unbelievable.
I never thought I'd
unbelievable.
See that in my lifetime. Yeah. And,
I said we'd see amazing things, didn't I? And that's another amazing thing we can chalk up. Unbelievable.
This week, Donald Trump has come out and actually said, if we don't actually elect the candidate we want in 2024, assuming it was him, but, you know, at least he's being honest, then he said America is done before that point because we lost control and we can't get back to it.
That's right.
And so,
and the only that's what this show is about. Right.
Well,
he's
now
right.
As a candidate, they're trying to in Colorado and two other states are trying to take him off the ballot. They're trying to actually put lawsuits against Marjorie Taylor Greene and two other Congress people that to make it so they can't run again. That's what they're doing right now, is just saying when your term is up, you can't run again.
That's right.
And
they're trying to legislate you
for that. Yeah, there's no.
They are
that.
Look. They are liberal Democrats, Marxists that are out of control. They want full control of the Congress. They don't even want a loyal opposition Republican Party. It's very obvious to me what they're doing. They're going. Look, man. They're going for the jugular. They're going for 100% control.
Well, Trump was correct when he said, "Hey, they don't want me. They want you, and they got to go through me to get you." So I'm going to put up a great fight for you. And it's so cool. Nobody that is on the other end of
the
spectrum.
Got 1 minute, sir.
Honestly, nobody on the other end of the spectrum believes that Trump or Alex Jones or Owen Schroyer, any of these guys that are going to jail. And, maybe on another broadcast we'll talk about, there is a Patriot Mail group out there that is trying to get these guys that are – you want to be able to send something to somebody. It doesn't have to be very long. That's not what they want. They want to be able to write back to you. Make contact is my – if I get 1 minute left, make contact with a patriot today and tell them, even if I can't do anything because of my job, right, I have a lady close to me who ends up working for a bank that just got bought out by a Canadian bank. You know, she can't run for office without their permission. And she's thinking about it. And it's like, what do you do? Now she's got to get permission, and she's mad about that.
Exactly.
You need to know a patriot. Yeah, you need to know someone who's experiencing
your local patriot
for
friend today. Exactly.
Yeah, somebody is fighting
much,
for your freedom. Yeah, somebody is fighting for your freedom. I'm with them. I mean, surely I will fight for my own health. But my freedom is probably even more important. Even if I'm running it percentage lower, I need to be able to speak my mind as long as I still have one, and that's going with me everywhere I go.
Damn straight. Irish Bard, thanks so much, sir. This show's a part
You're
of
welcome,
that,
sir.
And we wish you the best, and get really good and really well really soon, all right?
I will continue to be the artist that I am. That cannot be taken away with that.
Damn straight.
Thank
Irish Prater, thanks so much, sir. Have a wonderful night, sir. You bet.
Indeed.
Irish Prater, a tech wizard. We wish him well. Our thoughts and prayers go with him tonight and his family. And we want that Viking heart to be present in all of you and me and be as healthy as you possibly can. There's a lot of things going on out there in the world, and stay healthy,
health is wealth, as I always say. It truly is if you analyze it. Because you can't take the money with you, can you? The Pharaohs tried and they failed. This is a great Pharaoh. We're so glad he has such great collars. Well, we're going to close out our show here in a moment. Before I do, we'll say this. We've been watching the massive naval and military buildup. We've all been watching it on the TV in the Middle East over the past 2-3 weeks. In my view, it's all part of a well-planned series of moves by our government and others, knowing full well they intend to take us to war with Iran. They just waited until one day until they could get all their forces together. The whole goal is not Hamas. It's the proverbial pee in the, you know, those guys on the street corners in New York. Find the pee now. Find the ball over here. Now it's over here. Now it's over here. The real goal of this war is Iran. Hamas is simply the distraction. They're the bully. They got through the Israeli dome, and they were allowed to come in by the Israeli Defense Forces to attack, which set the stage for a much larger war, which is, by the way, what they want. Now, have you noticed that this show is the only media outlet in the entire country pointing this out? You had other talk shows or TV shows. All they talk about is supporting Israel, you know, and those other shows. They mean well, don't get me wrong. But there's also a side of many of those other radio shows and even TV shows which shows that the mass media is nothing but sleazy human garbage and infestation in America. They keep things like this show all quiet on purpose. They'll never invite me on their TV show to talk about you or the things that we talk about. They want to keep the American people in the dark. It's all done on purpose, keep you in the dark. So when and if actual war breaks out, the American people are blindsided, afraid, and you'll be called to rally behind the troops, right? Support the troops. It's all one big plan. As our military then starts coming home on C-47 Air Force, transport planes and body bags, the very same politicians who literally caused the war with their funding and their votes. Well, they'll cry crocodile tears, you know, for the men and women whose lives were snuffed out in some no-win Democrat Mideast war. It's so disgusting to me on so many different levels. It's kind of hard to verbally describe to you, you know? Well, that's our show for tonight, folks. We wish you all well. Godspeed. Get in great health. Get fit. Get trained. Buy your weapons, things you need now, your preparation goods. Don't forget SurviveMax.com. And our newest thing here is the Transact Visa card, which we'll talk about next week on the show in more detail. Transact Visa. Which you can come under the Von Wehunt show and get that. We'll be bringing that up big time next week. Thank you all for being here. It's been a wonderful night. We hope that happy days return back to America. We hope that all the war talk will be averted. But we know things are on a track. But we hope for happy days for our people and our nation. So good night. Godspeed from the Hall Studios. We shall meet again.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend's come, my bike will hum, ready to race to you. These days are ours, happy days. These days are ours, share them with me.
Oh, goodbye, gray sky, hello, blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. Seems so right, it can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long.